It's time for a Farfel update. Josh got himself a beautiful new companion, little terrier. Going on, what, 2 weeks now?
September 1st-ish.
Wow. Time flies.
That is 1 week ago.
1 month from now.
Exactly 2 weeks.
Yep.
And it's going fine. The first week was very, very rough. This dog is 10 months old, and he's got a lot of energy, and he needs a lot of working out, something I hate to do. And like yesterday, I normally would go home and really do much activities besides the exercise I do three times a week. But I got to work this dog out. I got to be a trainer for a puppy.
Yeah. You got to coach his ass. You're this dog's Harbaugh.
Work it out.
Work it out real nice. Get up in them haunches. Get in that leg meat.
We play a pretty vigorous fetching in the yard.
Mm-hmm. Fetch!
Yesterday, it was pretty hot and humid. I don't know how long you were outside. But
yeah, it was.
It steamed up a little bit.
And so I took Farfel for a walk. And he walks very fast, much faster than my.
Does he pull you?
He does pull me. And
it's not good. You got to establish dominance.
Let me just tie the leash around you.
You've seen enough episodes of Dog Whisperer to know that.
Yeah.
What's he do? Does he like do that heel kick when they start to get ahead?
Yeah. He does it behind the one leg.
He goes like this.
He's got this one leg, and he goes back. He hits the dog, ding, like the back leg of the dog.
I do that when the dog starts walking into the street. I do the heel kick.
Yes, baby.
To get him to move over, but I do it very gently.
Just a little tap. A redirection.
Flies much like, across the street.
Yeah, just Josh launches it 50 feet through the air at a Farfel.
And so in the heat and humidity, we're walking pretty fast. It's vigorous. It's strenuous. And probably, I don't know, half hour, went through the whole neighborhood, got back. I'm exhausted.
Drenched?
Drenched in sweat.
Are you sopping wet?
Yeah.
Sopping?
Sopping wet. He still has a little bit of energy, but the first thing I do is I go and I dive onto my bed.
Okay.
I rip my shirt off because I'm sweating.
Yeah.
Take my pants off.
Oh, yeah.
This is how of Josh diving onto his bed.
Just drenched in goop.
And I'm ready for a nap. So the dog lays down with me and
he jumps up in the bed with you?
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Yeah. Well, what he does is, he gets on his hind legs with his front paws on the mattress, and then I lift him up.
Okay.
So,
you know, Scott's got a really cool thing for Giorgio, because obviously the terrier is much smaller than beautiful Pumpernickel was, but little sets of carpeted steps might not be a bad idea.
I have that, but he doesn't seem interested in that yet. And frankly, I like lifting him up like he's a baby.
Freaky.
But So I took a 3.5 hour nap because I was exhausted. So the walk worked on me. He got up about an hour into the nap and started doing his own thing downstairs.
You obviously slept for another 2 hours. So when he goes down there and is running around your house, you don't. Like freak out.
No,
what is he doing?
Too tired.
Does he get into stuff? Does he knock stuff over?
Yeah, when you go downstairs, is the house destroyed?
No.
That's good.
Everything was fine except some kind of a catalog he shredded. But this dog, in terms of he doesn't have any accidents in the house. And I let him out of the crate. He was in the crate. I kept him in there, but I left him out of the crate. I leave him out of the crate now when I'm not there. He doesn't have accidents in the house. It's amazing. He's 10 months old. He doesn't bother me when I'm sleeping. He sleeps the whole night.
Oh,
many babies don't do that. Puppies. And
it just boils down to you getting a little more active and meeting his activity level.
Right.
Which will be good for you. No offense. Look, who amongst us couldn't, besides Mike Anderson.
Mike looks great. No,
just you and me, Josh, really. Just you and me, Josh. Who amongst us, Josh and myself, couldn't stand to lose a few pounds?
Yeah, I agree. I could stand to lose a few pounds. The other thing is I started some training.
Oh.
and
dog training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dog training.
You're doing it or someone else?
Well, a woman is guiding me.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Is she at the house?
Yeah, she came over. Cool.
Just push like you're going to the bathroom.
So I'm working on a few things with him every day. I'm working on his name.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working on getting him to lay down and relax.
How do you say his name? Like when I have to say Evan, I have to make eye contact. And I have to touch him go, Evan.
Okay.
Da-da, touch me. Yeah. And I go, Evan, that's you. And then he says the cutest little thing afterwards. I say, I'm Da-da, you're Evan. What's your name? Very good. We're making progress. Hey, look, it's Mommy. Say hi, Mommy.
What's up, bitch?
Stop. Stop, Evan. How do you say it to him to get him to?
Well, I say farful and then hand him a treat. Farful, hand him a treat. So you're just associating the
you
name
have the world's fattest dog.
Yeah. Well, what I do is you're supposed to tear
just
one
have
tree.
Nibble it, right?
Marvel's getting big.
Yeah, so he associates positivity with
positive reinforcement.
Yes.
How much is this broad costing you? You said you're training every day. She's not there every day, though.
Oh,
right?
No.
She comes like once a week or something.
She was there once, and you know, we'll go from there. So,
something like that run.
Write down how much it costs.
Oh, you know, I
write it down. How much she charge you for that one session?
Yeah, per session. Because who knows, I might have her work on Evan. Keep him from sucking on doorknobs all day and crapping in the stairwell. What do we got there?
Wow.
Okay, you know what?
But
not
was,
bad.
Okay.
Not bad.
Look, I learned a lot, and it was, you know, it wasn't like 5 minutes. It was a while. And
so let's talk about what you told me earlier
it's an
in the
investment.
Week. Talk to me about...
Now I've revealed too much. Go ahead.
Talk to me about the nighttime situation. You told me about him taking him outside, and he'll kind of walk the perimeter. And he's begun a choir of barking in the neighborhood.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry. My mind has been so overwhelmed with this new addition ever since I've given birth to him.
Mm-hmm. The fact that Rick's doubled your shifts.
I'm still dealing with the stitches.
Oh.
Anyway. He'll go outside, and terriers are known for being kind of scrappy mm-hmm. and starting stuff. So he goes outside, and he's got this strut. He's 30 pounds. He's this little shrimp, and he's just walking the perimeter of the property, and he starts growling and just starts barking. There's nothing out there happening. There's nothing going on. It's completely dark.
Hey, God,
it's quiet.
He's got a better hearing than you. He hears stuff. He smells stuff.
So he starts yapping and howling. And then dog.
What time is this?
This is it happened about 7 o'clock the other night, and then the other day it happened at 3:30 in the morning.
Ooh,
yeah, I'm like, Farfo, get inside, Farfo, stop it! You're waking the whole neighborhood, Farfo.
So you're not out there with him. You just put him out, and then while he's out there, he's causing a whole ruckus.
It's getting to. He's slowly starting to get independent, going out on his own. But yeah, I normally I have to go out there, and he'll still start a ruckus with me out there. And yeah, you just hear a symphony of dogs in all these different houses responding to my instigator dog.
Oh no, just all kinds of pissed off dog owners. Yeah. What the hell's going on with Pumpkin?
But the main thing that's happened is when I take him out... I've become invisible. This dog is apparently so adorable that everybody pays attention to him and dotes on him. I went to the vet, for the first time, and got a checkup. And I walk in. I'm invisible. Everybody is saying that the dog is wonderful.
And then here comes Farfel.
Hello, my baby.
Hey, everyone's Farfel.
And in the middle of the exam, somebody even, I think a nurse came in and said, could I take a picture of your dog? And I said, do you want me in the picture? Because I don't need to be. And she said, yeah, you could be in the picture.
No.
And
no.
At the end, I said, you know, you could crop me out if you want. I don't need to be. And the vet even said, if I'm not interested in keeping the dog, she'll take it.
Whoa. Okay. Well, you got your plan B all lined up.
Why would she fatal assume attraction. That you're, why would she assume that you're not interested in keeping
I don't know. Because
why would she?
She, I was there. I mean, I've only had him a couple weeks, so.
She why probably she leaned into that dog? Out there.
I don't, because she really, really liked the dog. This dog puts on quite an
I gotta
act.
Meet this effing dog. Get it in here. I gotta see it.
Next week.
I've heard too much.
The dog debuts.